San Francisco. And I didn't learn how to drive until I was 29. And so I have spent some time on the bus. And, you know, I have a lot of bad stories and really boring stories and whatever. But this one is a really good one. Well, good when it happened. If it happened to me now, it would be like my own worst personal nightmare. But so it was right after Bill Graham died. There was, in like the early, mid-90s sometime, there was a memorial concert in the park, in the Polo Fields. There was like 300,000 people in the Polo Fields, and the Grateful Dead played and whatever. It was like a big, yeah, my current personal nightmare, but then awesome. And it was like, just like a warm, sunny, wonderful day, like a total brotherly love day where everybody was just like, you know, the bongos, and it was just like, you know, fantastic. And it was like one of those big events in the park where everybody in the park gets on the bus afterwards. And so everybody gets on the N Judah, and it's like the concert just moved over, and everybody's hanging out on there, and there's like radios and all kinds of instruments and whatever, and everyone realizes that nobody but people from the concert are on the bus. So at some point, someone yells, "Hey, Hotbox!" And everybody jumps up and shuts all the windows and fills the entire N Judah with pot smoke, and then it's like this total traveling drum circle, and people are dancing. And then everybody gets off in Coal Valley, and then the bus goes through the tunnel. It's like it never happened. I just got off and got off on a form.